June 7th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC. Block Talk Radio, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. We are filling in this evening for Imam Miraj Muhammad. Who was delayed. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, Commentary of the Holy Quran. Intentions to serve Allah only. There are some of you who show me or show to me, oh, I have learned so much. I've advanced in so many areas. But when I look at you, I see one thing missing. I don't see in you the purity of intentions. I don't see in you the desire to serve divine will and the divine will only. I see in some of you the desire to make yourself big. So I say, yes, brother, you are a wonderful man. Go on, keep going. If we could just make our intentions right, and that act needs only one hand, one stroke, one wife. Is that right? One wife will do that, brothers. The society doesn't have to help you with that. You know your intention. The society doesn't know your intention. So if you would just make up your mind and make one stroke, say, I'm going to conform to God's will. In my intention, and God will enter your ears and direct your life and will help you in your walk of life. He will help you in everything you have to do. He doesn't have to speak but once, and we don't have to open our ears but once. But it has to be a total commitment. The Quran, Surah 80, Ayat 1 to 2, see that happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pardon me, He will help you in everything that you have to do. He doesn't have to speak but once, and we don't have to open our ears but once. But it has to be a total commitment. The Quran, Surah 80, Ayat 1 to 2, he frowned. Darwin find a way to treat the condition rather than teach the condition. I can see that happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up things to us. And we can become very, very productive in many, many ways, especially culture, regular literature, but also fictional literature. We can become very productive. That's what others did. But why should not we? They came into knowledge and they made their contribution to the world and profited and are still profiting much from the contributions, their knowledge to the world. So there are so many ways now you can reach human hearts, souls and minds to bring about a positive change and reform without coming directly from scripture to try to convert people. And this time, that is not the way. Try to find a way to treat the condition rather than teach the condition. So we have the knowledge to treat the condition. Let us do it. They do not have anything, they do not have any ears for teaching. They are all deaf and dumb. The world have them turned off. They're not interested in what you have to say. You're going to teach them about scripture? They do not want that. The only people who want that are those who are already devoted to scripture. Well, what about the blind man? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. People had attracted him because he knew they were not directly accepting right guidance. They were not having their life directed, but they knew that they were not ignorant. They were not blind. It didn't say that the people he was going to were blind. They were informed rich people. What is the difference between the people he was attracted to and the people that he did not have time for? Some could see, and this one could not see. So the blind man is not really blind. He just cannot see the way. He cannot see how to make it in the world. So he was going to those big shots who know how to make it in the world. And you want them to become Muslims, can be rightly guided. Well, what about you are just walking past to get to them? They are all in your way. They are everywhere. What about those who you are walking past to those special people you want to convert because you think that they will turn your mission into success right away? So he was rebuked by God for making the wrong decision. His heart was right. He wanted to bring big results to Al-Islam quick, but it was not just. Jesus did not teach. He treated the condition. So we have that blind man all around us, right? Blind people all around us. So let us be like Christ Jesus, treat the condition. He did not teach the blind man. He took mud and put some spit into it and rubbed it on his eyes and let it sit there a while. And the blind man said, I can see. So inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, God has blessed us to come to the right strategy. We have the strategy. We have the medicine. It's going to take us a little time, but I believe in a little while, the papers are opening up for us. The Quran Surah 4, Ayat 159, believes in Jesus before his death. So the Quran Surah 80, Ayat 37, each will be concerned with his own self. Matthew 10:38, whoever takes not his cross is not of me. So each person takes his own burden or cross responsibility. So we have to accept that time in the future promises us less and less from government. And from other people, it says, there is coming a time when every soul will have enough problems of its own not to be bothered with others. So this is Quran. And that time is here. Everybody has enough problems of their own not to be bothered with your problem. Put himself a cross, didn't he? And that cross was his cross. But he asked of his followers that each of them take upon themselves their cross. And it's the tradition of Christians to wear crosses because this is what he left with them. Now, what does that say that every individual must bear his own cross? God holds Muhammad, the prophet, president, and peace be upon him, responsible for office he gave him. He held him responsible for that. The individual responsibility is cross. So he, as an individual, had an individual responsibility to God for the office that God entrusted him with. So in Christianity, that is his cross. That's Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him's cross. So his individual responsibility that God gave him is his cross. For us, the responsibility that God created us for as individuals and our cross. Listen, please. This is very important. Cross means self in the balance. So when you look at a cross, what do you see? It's really a picture of two things, because those two things must become reconciled in man at some point if he is to have the gift or the great life that God created him for. It's symbolic of you, firstly, see man arms outstretched. It's a cross. It's exactly what it is. So when they put Jesus on the cross, really, he himself was the cross. Jesus is the cross. That means that it's himself in the balance, the tightrope walker. He has to stretch his arms like that to stay balanced on that tightrope. So we know the cross has more than one meaning. It has several meanings, and this is one of its most important meanings, that it means, I should say, its first and most important meaning, that this individual is in perfect balance. Cross meaning, Jesus lived a life in the balance before God. So this crucifix appears to be when the man is here, looking pitiful and brutalized, blood dripping from the thorns in his hands and holes in his hands, and feet showing blood. This is a sign of cruelty, misery. It makes us feel sad. But the Quran wants us to see that this is an appearance to hinder, appearance to hide another appearance. This is a picture to hide another picture. Now, under this picture of sadness, of torture, of cruelty is another meaning. It means that Jesus lived all of his life in perfect balance before God. That's what it means. That his life was perfectly balanced before his Lord. And he died a Muslim, died in the perfect balance. And the Muslim nature, upright, what it means. So this is the real cross. The other cross hides this cross. It makes this cross the cross that says, Jesus died in the perfect balance, it said. They are going to kill him, crucify him. He said, this is the purpose for which he sent me into this world. You're going to crucify me, kill me, to give my all, including life, if I have to make the ultimate sacrifice, I'll make it and remain faithful to my Lord, never betraying him, never slacking, never shortchanging him. Then God will record me that I died perfect balance. So you didn't kill me. I came here to do this. So this is my purpose. You didn't kill me. I gave you my life. You didn't take it. God sent me in the world to give it for his cause, and I gave it. How can you take what I gave to God? Are you listening to me? How can you take what I came to give to my God in obedience, even if it means losing my life? Such a Shaheed is never killed, never crucified. He's obedient to his God, and he will give his all rather than to disobey his Lord. The Quran, Surah 80, Ayah 37, each one concerned with his own self. Psalms 2, 3, let us break their bond. Marriage relationships shouldn't be based on sex. The relationship of man to wife or husband to wife, it is not sexual, but sex is a necessary element. That's all. That relationship should never be based upon sex. Even the lower animals do not base their relationship upon sexual pleasure. They have that pleasure and realize that the product of that action is now in the female as she changes her behavior and she gets serious about being a mother before even the baby comes. So this is an animal. And when the baby is here, she is devoted to the life of that baby. So the purpose of mating is to extend life, to keep life existing, and to care for life. So after the present ones are gone, the life continues in the best form. So this is devotion to community life, isn't it? So your sexual act should be devotion to community life. So this is naturally. It means in man, before the world of commercialism falls them, they see a wife as a future. The natural man in his original nature, the wife sees the husband as a future. They look to the family to having babies and having more company than just one or two people. They look to the growing future of families and organizations of people loving one another and working one another, supporting each other's life and extending the productivity and the interest of life. That's what they see, and that's what community should be. And when we take sex for nothing but sex, you're less than an animal. If that is what your wife is to you, your sex thing, you are less than an animal, my brother. I never had it in my spirit to see sex as just sex and a dirty thing. I always had it in my spirit, you know, what sex was to me, a beautiful flower with pollen. It looks nice and smells nice, and it mixes with something from another, the opposite life, and it reproduces fruit. Here, the plant has been transformed. It is no more just a plant bearing leaves and flowers. Now it is a plant bearing fruit, fruit of Islam. Look at yourself, brother, as fruit. Is your product production sweet smelling? Is your production tasty and giving us energy to do our work, to keep moving and doing things? So Quran Surah 81, Ayah 3, mountains. The Quran Surah 16, Ayah 15, mountains set least earth shake. He hadn't set up mountains. The earth would have shaken with you. So mount plus then late. Retain holding. Is that right? So they are stabilizers, you see? So you see, the very word mountain tells us something. Mountain, 10 at the end of the word suggests that something is holding, maintain, retain, sustain. It tells us that something is holding. And mount means that it is mounting up. And it is also holding itself. So mountain represents intelligence, authority, respect. So when deterioration sets into the natural state of the man's intellect, he loses his spiritual curiosity. So death sits upon the spiritual science, and then his ability to command respect is lost. There is now no for him personally. See, the mountain commands respect. It is as a symbol of authority. Man wants to go up on the mountain to get broader vision. Sometimes he just wants to challenge the mountain to see if he can climb up that high. So we are talking about the intellect. Quran says, then the mountain vanishes as a mirage. So the natural urge in the intellect dies. Man loses attachment with the natural urge with the intellect. So it is warning that loses respect for God is what brought him into that natural urge. As a consequence of that, his spiritual vision dies, and then his ability to gain respect in society is lost. And we see that's the way it happens. Look how the young generation turned against the old establishment. Change is taking place, but we haven't recovered from that. The young are still not inclined to respect the old or the elders. So Quran Surah 81, Ayah 5, wild beasts gathered. Wild beasts gathered are wild gangs and streets. So the mountain must then represent intelligence, because now with the intelligent authority gone, wild beast takes over. There is no intelligence. Now to discipline the world, keep them in the boundary. So now they come out of their boundary and begin to organize themselves like the gang that's in Philadelphia, Chicago, etc., the neighborhood that was once under the church influence is now terrorized by gang, right? And the church can't handle the gang, and the gang handles the church. So the mountain is gone, and the wild beasts are herding together like gangs, cobra with cobra, python with python. They all have different names. They meet with each other, the other groups of gangsters with another group. They don't even fall into that category, but they are herding together too, like with life. So the central authority's sense of vision is lost. Central authority is gone. So the wild beasts are heading together. Herding together. Sea camel represents individual intellect. The Quran Surah 81, Ayah 4, sea camel. Sea camel then represents the individual intelligent and the sun, the natural urge, and the intellect that gives birth to the vision. That is the religious version or cultural version that lights the world, civilization. So this happened after its spiritual insight goes away. And then mountains, authority, goes away. And then the individual loses loss of respect for authority. So loss of society authority and individual dignity. So the authority in society leaves before the individual loses his dignity, individual dignity, individual composure, sense of rational responsibility in the individual. It doesn't die inside before it dies outside. So it dies outside. It is still living in the individual, but in time, the individual is influenced by what is popular, by what the establishment order. So the individual begins to conform to that. After the mountain are lost, authority in the society is lost for those principles, for those intellectual values. And then gradually, it is going to influence the individual who has been guiding himself in being an intelligent person. But he is overwhelmed by the development that are forming in the society, and pretty soon now that he finds himself conforming to habits that really are not himself. If you ask him, man, were you always this like this? He would say, no, man, come to think of it, I wasn't like this kind of dude. So camel lump vigilant. So here, you know, a camel has a lump in his back too. So they're mounting up too. So he is mounting up and he is very vigilant. Have you ever seen a camel? Have you ever seen one in the movies in the desert? He is watchful. The camel doesn't go like the donkey. Camel goes like this, looking all around. And the donkey goes looking straight ahead. Yes, I have seen them. And when he speeds, he points his head straight out. And when he speeds, he knows that he can't be directed or distracted, pardon me, by something over there. He is intelligent, circumspect. So he wants to know what is happening all around him. So he is walking, looking all around him. He doesn't want anyone to pull any surprise on him. Hadith, trust God, tie your camel. So there's something in the Hadith that explains to us what it meant by camel. When Prophet Muhammad came to Medina, what instinct did he trust to lead him to the safe home? Camel, he let his camel loose. And the house where his camel went to, that's the house where he said that he would stay in. So the Hadith, find lost sheep, save for Master C. Camel, leave it alone and it will find its way to its owner. Also the Hadith says, if you find a sheep lost, take it and save it for its master. But if you find a camel lost, leave it alone, it can return to its master. It means that natural urge in the intellect. So when that urge is awakened in the intellect, when it is alive, in the intellect, it is what we call the instinctive intelligence in the animal and instinctive intelligence in the man, right? So when that intuitive intelligence is alive and working in its person, in that person, you don't have to worry about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has them. He is going to find his way. Sometimes it is best to leave them alone because they can't listen to you and that urge at the same time. They will get confused. All right. The Quran Surah 81, Ayat 4, camel, 10 month, pregnant. 10 represents 5 senses in the conscious and the subconscious level. So we see that the camel is called 10 months, camel. And that's what it is referring to. The operation of the 5 senses in the intellect, they operate on 2 levels. Subconscious and conscience. We have to be conscious, and I think that we have covered that commentary very well. And we thank Allah, and I said that the 5 senses operate mainly on the 2 levels, the subconscious and the conscious level. So we have to keep them in the conscious to save the subconscious. Keep them in the conscious to save the subconscious foundation. Asa, will, marriage, homosexuality. So Quran Surah 81, Ayah 28 to 29. There is no willing but Allah. The Quran, Surah 37, Ayat 11. Man created bigger than the earth. The Quran, Surah 95, Ayat 5. We created man in the best way. Al-Hadith, page 2, 633 and 377W. Marriage is half of religion. Anas reported the Prophet said, when a man has married, he has fulfilled half of the religion. Then let him fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the remaining half. So worship in al-Islam is conforming to the will of God. So the will of man is a poor reflection of Allah's will. Worship in al-Islam is conforming to the will of God, obeyed, agreeing in and to God's will. So that is what worship is. And God's will was before he revealed any scripture to any prophet or anybody. Praise be to Allah. Peace be upon the prophet. So his will, what supports his creation. So God's will is not spooky. A spooky thing I'm talking about. Not think, don't think God. Will is like your will. Again, it is similar to your will. Your will is nothing but a poor reflection of God's will. And you can't will except as God will. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word in the Quran. Even though you will something wrong, that was in God's will for you to have that freedom to do that. In the end, you are going to be finished, and God's will is going to inherit you and not you inherit God's will. After you are finished, dead, God's will is going to inherit you. And you are going to go back into his system of matter. And his system of matter makes a lot to him. His system of matter is a Muslim, and it makes a lot to its creator. In other words, it brings it from to conform to the will of the creator, the will of God. The Western problems is incorrect reading of the Bible. Homosexuality results from a corrupt culture, artificial imposed original nature. So our salat is worship, and everything we do and our life should be worshipped. So this is the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Quran. And the teachings of our prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. Everything you do should be an act of worship called in Arabic, ibadah. But as I said, we do not conform completely. We are not perfect, but we should be striving to bring our whole life to be an expression of our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Muhammad the Prophet was that kind of a person. His whole life, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some may ask, what about his wife? He was married to women. That was half of his religion. That is his saying. Marriage is half of religion. So he said marriage, it's half of the religion. You have to get away from this Western influence in your mind. I'm talking about a Western influence that comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. You should be writing this. You should be writing that down. I said incorrect reading of the Bible. So don't go out there and say that the imam said that the problem is in the Bible, brother. That problem comes from the Bible. No, I said it comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. This is a big difference. So what happens to society, it is influenced by the moral problem of pious men who accept to give up wives, women, and sex, and then broke down and had to go to the court for sodomy. They should have read the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this world is too big for you. if you don't accept my guidance, this world is going to get the best of you. They have a thing with sex, and the Shaitan comes in there, and he uses their defects and influences the whole culture, not directly. He whispers his influence into the culture, and they are already weak for it, so they buy it. So when you give the natural life artificiality imposed upon the natural life, a life that is really strange to the natural life and artificial, not real when you look at what is natural life. So what happens? The behavior registered in that life is confused. You confuse it, and it becomes so confused that it sends you into extremes to get rid of the problem. So the nature to register of what is going on, influencing what the influence is asking of the natural system inside you, it becomes confused. And then it sends your spirit and your behavior to extremes. One goes to the extreme, and he wants to just give up the world. He wants to give up women. Sex is so nasty that he wants to give up women. Believe me, you have a lot of homosexuals. They do not know that their own problems. The culture has influenced them. They think they have a natural problem. There are not many who have a natural problem. If you have a natural problem, come to me, and I will allow it for you. But if it is in your mind, I can't allow it. I have to bring it out of your mind. And you have to correct it in your thinking. If it is a natural problem, why do we just allow each other? Those who have the problem, just allow yourself. They say, oh, it's a natural problem. Well, I'll give you the sharpest knife you have ever had in your hand. It won't give you any pain. It will just quickly allow yourself. But it is not there. It is in your brain. God created us in the best form. So the culture has influenced mothers going back way into the time, and mothers are sometimes influenced to raise boys in the wrong way. And they make a homosexual out of their son. I'm speaking from knowledge. So it is all about form. God created us in the best form. So the Quran says, we have created the human person in the best form, the best model, the best mold, the best pattern. That is what it is talking about. But the influence of your own selves in your own world can help you or take you out of that. The Quran goes on to say, and as a consequence of your own doing, that excellent pattern is reduced to the lowest of the low, to the bottomless pit, lower than a dog, and you know that. It takes it with true in all time, but now more so than ever. We often insult the animal kingdom when we call some of these no good so-called human beings a dirty dog, you rat. You have never, the rat gave the world as much problems as you don't. Hurt that rat, imagine like that. So Abraham got down, stars, the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 36, gets you down. The Quran, Surah 6, Ayah 75 to 79, Abraham rational search for God. The man fell because he thought he was an angel divine. Falling star is a sign of our fall from the misperceived or our perfection, that we continue with the Quran speaking of the heavens, it says, how we have made it and adorned it. Adorned it with what? Beautiful light. Aren't the stars beautiful lights up there above us? You don't have to even go to Texas to see that. It is beautiful. And in Texas, it has a wide, beautiful sky. The land is so big and so, and the prairies are so wide that you can see those stars up. That, and it looks like you can just almost throw a rock and hit one. They look that close. Or you can shoot or maybe touch one with a bullet or a missile or something. And it is like a piece of black cloth bedecked with jewelry. And they are just sparkling all over it. So that is why the translator, seeing that, he registered the beauty of the clear sky at night with all of the light shining. And he used an English word, adorn. And I'm sure the Arabic word is even more rich in describing it. Adorn it, and there are no flaws in it. Some might say, yes, there are some flaws. Stars fall. They fall because they got out of the system. That is why they fall. Sometimes happen to make them lose their place in the system, and they fall as a sign to us that no matter how perfect we think we are, sometimes we fall. And we really believe that in order to serve the Lord God, who created everything, man, he has to fall. He ascended, and he thought that he was an angel, or he thought that he was a perfect being. He thought he was divine, or the God-like creature. He thought that, and he had to fall, and he fell. A man, prophet, the prophet of God, by the name of Ibrahim in the Quran, knew the place of the falling, and he went there where he knew the star fell. It's nothing but a meteor, a symbol, a sign of our fall from perfection that we perceive to come back down here with everybody else. So you can set yourself up as an angel or a divine, but sooner or later, we are going to find you burning out, falling from the heavens and burning out. And when you cool, we can do something for you and do something with you. So Muslims, everybody's born Muslim, even in the wild. So our father Abraham, peace be upon him, found, and he took that stone and he placed it in the corner of the house that was going to be a house for all mankind. It was going to be equally the home of a white man as it is for a black man, for a Jew as it is for a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu, a wild man in the jungle or whatever. It is going to be the home for everybody who was ever in human creation. And everybody at birth is in human creation. I don't care if he is born in the wild. When he comes from his mother, he is in human creation. They are not sick coming out when the delivery is there. That baby is ready to go into any civilization. So born in the wild, the jungle, but ready. To come up in any civilization, you could bring that child right straight from that wild society and wild mother straight to my house, and I raise him in my house, and he will come up just like my son and my daughter. So God's presence can present them right into man's world. That is why the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said everyone is born a Muslim until circumstances make them otherwise. Quran Surah 83, Ayat 14. Heart rust. So we know that the poison is something that affects from within, and the rust is something that eats away from without. So there are things eating us away from within, poisoning us and dying the individual to become comfortable, to be healthy internally. So there are things aggravating us from without, inferior status, slum conditions. The Quran, Surah 83, Ayat 1 to 4, woe to those who deal in fraud. One, woe to those that deal in fraud. Two, those who, when they have to receive by measure from man, exact full measure. Three, but when they have to give by measure or wait to man, gives less than due. John 10:8, all before me was robbers and thieves. And that ever came, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Malachi 3:8-9. Will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Yes. Yes. Ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And thine and offering, ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. So I like this saying from the Bible, will a man rob God? Yes, a man will rob God. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say it to us in the Quran? That they are cheaters. They cheat you out of the life God created you for. So if they cheat you out of the life, they are robbers. God, because God is the one who possessed all that. And he gave it to you to use for your own benefit. So he trusted you with it. Now they take it. It was not yours. It was yours to use, so they take authority over it. Who did they take it from? God. They are robbing God. That's a sign of Jesus Christ, pointing to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the comforter to come. And he is saying that before the creation of God is presented to the world, is made free for all, the world will be under or in the hands of nothing but thieves. And when you study the history, you see that the powers have done nothing but rob the masses. That's all they have done, and took the world as though it was theirs, exclusive right to have it, and all people that they decide to be out of it are out of it no more. Muslims cannot accept that. So when I saw the wisdom, the beauty, and the kindness of the word of God for myself, studying the Quran, I made up my mind that no one would ever possess my spirit. No one would ever possess my mind. That it is for God and God alone. It makes you free. The word of God frees us. When we get it direct from him, the way he gives it to his prophets and messengers. So when we get it from him, it frees us. It makes us humble ourselves. And we're happy to say, I'm nobody. God is so great. I'm nobody. God is so high. I am nobody. God is so beautiful. I am nobody. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it humbles you, and that's what we need today. We need people who are not just our leaders, but they are also our brothers and sisters in obedience to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Then we can have success. The Quran, Surah 84, Ayat 1 to 4, Matthew 24:29, stars 4, Joel 2, 31, moon, blood, sun, darkness, Revelation 12:4, Satan, dragon, third, star fell. So the star fell means that the saintly people lost their high place in the world. Sun gone means that the rational mind lost its place in society. Moon gone means that the light of the spiritual guidance lost its place. So the social, the spiritual light of intellect is destroyed. Nothing brings about a more feral destruction than fire, but the soul, ocean, trees, animals have never rebelled against God. It is the mind of man that acted against truth and brought the world to a state of hell. Change the mind, then change the world. The mind of the people must be renewed, given new soul for their knowledge to grow in. Renewing and is the renewing of an idea that you have of the physical land. So when that idea is renewed and given to you in proper words, you have right knowledge, and your vision is made new. Nothing is changed in the world until something is changed in your mind. So moon means light, spiritual guidance. So the moon means the light of spiritual guidance. It lost its place. So we are reading about a heaven that is going to be destroyed, rolled up like a scroll, and don't think it already has happened. The sun has been darkened, the moon has been darkened, and turned to blood. The stars have fallen out of their place, and the earth is troubled with earthquakes, the things that we have read about, or the destruction that will come in the final day. We have witnessed those things, and now we are battling to save ourselves from the final destruction that the wicked planners plan for us. God never planned these things for us. The dragon and his trail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for the devourer of her child as soon as it was born. Do you think that God would plan the destruction of the sun, the moon? The sun, no. Destruction of the moon, no. The death of the moon or the falling of the stars, the book says that Satan brought down a third of the kingdom. It says at one time and in one stroke, Satan brought down a third of the stars. That should tell you who it is that is destroying the physical world, not the physical world in a physical sense, but the physical world in a symbolic sense. These physical objects just stand as symbols representing something in our own life, in our own human makeup. This program is brought to you by Radio. Pardon me. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. So moon rays light spiritual guidance. So the moon means that the light of spiritual guidance lost its place. So we are reading about the heavens and going to be destroyed, rolled up like a scroll. And don't think it already has happened. The sun has been darkened, the moon has been darkened, and turned to blood, and the stars have fallen out of their place, and the earth is troubled with earthquakes, the thing that we have read about, or the destruction that will come in the final day. We have witnessed those things, and now we are battling to see ourselves from the final destruction that the wicked planners planned for us. God never planned those things for us. So the dragon and his trail drew the third part, stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Do you think that God would plan the destruction of the sun? No. The destruction of the moon? No. The death of the moon or the falling of the star? The book says that Satan brought down a third part of the kingdom. It says that at one time, and in one stroke, Satan brought down a third of the stars. That should tell you who it is that is destroying the physical world. Not the physical world in a physical sense, physical world in a symbolic sense. Those physical objects just stand as symbols representing something in our own life and our human makeup. Those suns symbolic of the conscious mind to make us active. Moon represents deep thoughts of reflection of reality. So what weakens us and starts us to be active in the morning? Isn't it the conscious mind when it is awakened and the eyes open and you see the physical world? Isn't that light on? So this is the sun, the conscious mind. So when you close your eyes and think deep, you are trying to reach the moon. You want some reflection from the reality that you can't find. Now, many of us, we do this, and pretty soon we get a little light, and we open our eyes, and we can shed some light on the dark question that we just a few minutes ago didn't see any light on. So destruction of the world is inner person. I'm only saying to you is this. That's why you have been reading in scripture of judgment, doom, the destruction of the universe. It is not talking about physical creation. It is talking about the human creation. It is talking about the social and the spiritual life of the human being that destruction will come upon. Our spiritual and soul and social life. That's the light of intelligence will be destroyed. People will open their eyes in the day and will look out and will look out at the physical and will not get true guidance because their minds will have already have been poisoned by lies, corrupt and corrupt knowledge. The Quran Surah 84, Ayat 1-6, earth will hearken to her Lord. Matthew 26:27, Last Supper, 12 disciple zodiac. So we are to understand that the heaven-orientated people, those whose heads are in heaven, those whose orientation are in heaven, who are they? Church people. Aren't they the one whose orientation, church people, Last Supper, is in heaven? They are skyward people. And actually, the sign that they have in the religion, the rule in their religion is referring to the sky. They have in the sky 12 times table, 12 disciples. Now, if you have gone to school and you have done your arithmetic and you studied your 12 times table, right? The 12 times table, why they are called tables? 12 times you have to be able to go through the whole 12 to understand the tables. Jesus is the 13th. Jesus Christ was the 13th one, right? And he was really over the 12. His job was to lead the 12 into the kingdom, right? Not just the 12, but they represented the people of the world too. So his job was to lead the spiritual people, the skyward people into the kingdom. Then why must there be a shaking up in the heavens? There was nothing wrong with the sun. The sun, the moon, the stars, nothing is wrong with the physical heaven. that it needs to be shook up. It's operating as God intended for it to operate. It was once shook up and troubled, but it is nice now. You know, but there is another heaven. There was a heaven of man that needs to be shook up so that people can see their real purpose and role in life. That tells us that there's a certain skyward order, a skyward religion is not really heeding the command of its Lord. Now, we know we are living witnesses that the cultures that the cruelty meted out to us as slaves in America was not approved by the Christian religion, but it was allowed under Christian authority. So when the earth is flattened out and cast off what is in it, that tells us that there are things that the heavens hide and things that the earth hides. So we're talking about the heaven of man, the religion of man, and the earth of man, the material world of man. Both are hiding things from us. And God is telling us in this Quran that there is coming a day when there is going to be a shaking up. Things are going to be shaken up of place and manifest what they are hidden, hiding. And heaven and earth will hearken to Allah. Heaven and earth will heed the warning of God that can only come about when we give the masses of people the truth. As long as the masses of people don't have the truth, then those you who operate in secrecy, they have protection. Their protection is our refusal to let it be known. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 1, by the mansion. John 14, 2, earth, house, many mansions. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. is my days. I was filling in for Imam Dr. Murad today. And we will continue where I left off tomorrow, the Quran, Surah 85, Ayah 1, by the mansion. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us. The light of understanding, as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.